VE Day plus 60 years, Vietnam plus 30 years, now Iraq.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
One stares at the calendar and searches for lessons. One is the danger of falling into the analogy trap. That is, making new mistakes while trying to avoid repeating old ones. Guided by analogies, we have lurched from syndrome to syndrome. A generation of hawks was nurtured on the No More Munich syndrome. Its symbol was British Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, the man with the umbrella, who tried to satisfy Hitler's appetite by feeding him Czechoslovakia. He promised peace in our time, and his blunders helped to produce total war in our time. A generation of Americans who grew up on No More Munichs confronted Stalin, who replaced Hitler as a symbol of totalitarianism. These were the best and the brightest, collecting around President Kennedy, who had to live down his appeaser father. The No More Munich syndrome, blocked Soviet expansionism, gave us everything from Korea to the Bay of Pigs disaster to the Vietnam disaster. Under the banner of anti-appeasement, America undertook to keep the dominoes from falling in Europe and Asia, and even in Guatemala and Nicaragua. But it didn't work. There was no communist monolith, and Americans paid heavily for the slogan, No More Munichs. And so next, we had the No More Vietnam syndrome, a constant fear of being dragged into some quagmire. The No More Vietnam syndrome inhibited the United States from acting in Somalia, in Rwanda, and for the first few years in Afghanistan. History may record that the Bush era marked the end of the No More Vietnam's era. An administration determined to transform the Middle East and to foster democracy had no hesitation about invading Iraq on dubious grounds. Public support for that war seems now to be waning in the face of an insurgency of unexpected dimensions. It may be too early to say no more Iraqs, but not too early to say it may be time for a no more syndromes syndrome. This is Daniel Shore.